For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now that is the gospel in a nutshell. Everything you need to know about redemption and salvation is in that one verse of scripture. 25 wonderful words. Many people ask me, well, if God loves the world, why does he allow so much suffering in the world? War, disease, poverty, hate, loneliness, boredom, emptiness, psychological problems, unemployment, violence, tension, all of these things. Why doesn't God just come and stop it all? That's the question many people are asking. If there is a God, why doesn't he end it? Some people say, why has God abandoned us? But God has not abandoned us. We've abandoned him. Do you believe in God? God loves you. And God is interested in you. And he has the hairs of your head numbered. He sees the sparrow fall. He knows all about you and he loves you. No matter how many sins you've committed or whatever you've done, you may have gone as low as Nicky Cruz described a moment ago his life was, but God loves you. And if God could change Nicky Cruz and change Johnny Cash, God can change you if you will let him. And he can do it today, beginning right now. The Bible says God is love. Yea, I've loved thee with a love that's everlasting, says Jeremiah. And for this reason, God created man. Have you ever wondered why you're here? Why God created the human race? And what's the purpose of the human race? God created you because he's a God of love. And he wanted some other creatures in the universe that could choose to love him in return. And God created man and put him in that Garden of Eden, that perfect environment, that perfect paradise. And God gave man a choice. And God said, I want you to have all the fruit of the garden, except one tree. You can't eat of that one tree. God was testing man. And God said, if you eat of that tree, you are going to break my law, you're going to suffer, and you're going to die. And man broke God's law. God gave him a free will to choose, and man chose to rebel against God. The Bible says in Romans 6, for the wages of sin is death. The Bible says sin is a breaking of the law. What law? The law of conscience. Have you ever gone against your conscience? Then you've committed a sin. Have you ever broken one of the Ten Commandments? Then you're a sinner. Have you ever failed to keep the requirements of the Sermon on the Mount? Then you're a sinner. We've come short of what God requires. And we're sinners before God. And sin comes between you and God. And comes between you and peace. Between you and happiness. Between you and joy. And between you and the assurance that if you died, you're going to heaven. We're separated from God. But in spite of that, he still loves us. Living inside of you is your soul or your spirit. That's the part of you that lives forever. That's the part of you that can have fellowship with God. And you have broken God's law, and as a result of it, you're spiritually dead. You're dead toward God. And that death will continue throughout eternity after you're dead. And you're not going to be out there with thousands of people having a good time, as many people describe hell. You're going to be all alone. There'll be a terrible loneliness to it all. Words in the New Testament used by Christ to describe the penalty of sin is lost, perish, condemned, punishment, hell. God saw all this confusion and saw us stumbling in darkness. We didn't know what to do with ourselves. We were either bored on the one hand, or we were physically dying on the other. So God decided to do something about it because of his love. God couldn't just forgive us, or he would break his own word. He wouldn't be God. He had said that if you sin, you're going to die. If you sin, you're going to suffer. We had to suffer. We had to die so God's word could be kept. God decided to do something about it. God became a man. God became a man. And that man was the Lord Jesus Christ. And he came for one purpose. He came to save you and to save me and to save the world. And he came to die. He's the only man that was ever born just for the purpose of dying. He took our sins on the cross and he shed his blood. Think of it. He took our sins. Now what do we have to do? We have to repent of our sins. It means that you confess to God, I have sinned against you, Lord. I'll admit it. It means that you turn from your sins. You're willing to let God have his way in your life. And you're ready to follow him and serve him from now on. That's repentance. In Acts 17, the apostle in his sermon says, God commands all men everywhere to repent. Think of it. God commands it. It's a command for you to repent. Have you repented? Are you sure of it? If you haven't repented of your sins, you'll never see the inside of the kingdom of heaven. And then you come by faith. For by grace are ye saved through faith and not of works, lest any man should boast. You'll never be able to work your way to heaven. You have to come by faith in Christ. And you come by the grace of God. Grace means it's something you don't deserve. You can't work for. You come by faith in him. You say, Billy, those are such simple things. Jesus spoke with such simplicity about spiritual things that the children heard him gladly. And we're to make it simple. It's a profound truth, but it's to be proclaimed in simplicity. And all of you today that are willing to say, I will repent of my sins, I receive Christ as Savior, I want to follow him and serve him, or I want to rededicate myself. You might want to renew your vows that you took at confirmation or at baptism or whenever it was. And you want to say, Lord, I want to come back to you. I've wandered away from you and I've gotten confused and lost. And I want Christ to be first in my life. I want him to forgive my sins. I want to come to the cross. And I want to follow him from now on. I want us to bow our heads. And I want you to pray this prayer out loud after me. Pray it out loud. Oh God, I am a sinner. I'm sorry for my sin. I'm willing to turn from my sin. I receive Christ as Savior. I confess him as Lord. From this moment on, I want to follow him and serve him. In the fellowship of his church, in Christ's name, amen.
You were pierced, stricken, smitten and afflicted. The Son of Man betrayed with a kiss. You were cursed and beaten. Crown of